Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast. This is Brad here. I have Greg. Greg, how are we doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing lovely. Especially,
I actually think this is like the first time in a while that I haven't been sweating. I don't know about you. It has been so hot outside.
I've been running wrestling camp all week, so I've been sweating nonstop from about 4:30 in the morning.
Is there AC in there?
Yeah. You're wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit different. I mean, I'm talking about like just the fat guy standing there sweating. Like, that's all I've been
just
doing.
Just grundle for, like, sweat all day.
For 4 days, it's been touching 100, heat index well over 100, coaching 11-year-old baseball, and it's been draining.
I will stick with my statement that I would much rather be sweating profusely than cold.
Yeah, I would too, but this was hot. This was hot. It even got me a couple times. Like, I could feel it just being out there so many days in a row. And
I will say my runs have gotten me winded, even not running hard.
Yeah, you don't have to. Don't think about it. I've always just told when it's hot, don't think time. Because it is, you're not going to run fast times no matter what. So just, it's more or less about just logging miles. But I did get back on the running train a little bit today.
There we go.
Actually, not today. This week hasn't felt great, but I've been back out there and then trying to add in just, I kind of, not as much strength training. I did see the chiropractor today. So
Are you adjusted? Are you?
I was adjusted.
Aligned? Are you aligned?
I was adjusted and aligned. She told me a couple things.
She checked your feet.
She does a lot of the scanning stuff that we'll go over the next time I go. In about 2 weeks, I'll go back and we'll review the scanning stuff. And there was a couple things, and I had to tell her over the past 3 years, I have probably really beat my body up even more than I did, you know, many, many years ago. And then, you know, the 10-year gap of doing pretty much nothing.
She was
impressed, but she's like, yeah, I could see where you're getting some stiffness and some different things. And Courtney heard the cracking from the other room. She said it was that loud.
Nice.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I think that's what he wanted me to do.
Can we mic you up and send you in there so that we can hear all the pops?
It caught me off guard a little bit. It was just kind of like, whoa, is that normal? I mean, obviously I've seen the TVs and when you go in there, but it was good. I can't say I feel anything yet. She said you will feel completely drained today because you've loosened up a lot of tension and things. And I did at the little one's basketball.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it happened. And at the little one's basketball game, I'm sitting there like, man, I'm a lot more tired than I thought I was going to be, but
5 to 10 basketball game score.
They won 35-25.
So okay. All right. So it was high scoring for little kids.
Yeah, they put some up.
Okay. Okay.
It's getting better every time she goes. She's loving it, doing a great job. Needs to be a little more aggressive, but it'll come. I'm not too worried. She's definitely one of our harder working ones that I got in the house. So, I'm not upset with how she's progressed very well. So last time we were together, we talked about the night before the VSGA one day event that we took place just over a week ago. I know we were trying to get this recorded a little bit earlier, but you know, life gets in the way. The little guy won some ball games in the tournament, ended up stretching it out to 4 games where we thought might be a 2 and done. So that was awesome for him.
So no trip to Williamsport for you guys.
Not this age. Remember, I told you that you got to be 12 to do all that. And no trip for
he
us.
He plays like a 12-year-old.
I'll tell you right now. No trip
I am
for us.
12.
We faced a kid yesterday that I wanted to ask for birth certificate. I mean, he was pumping it. And I literally looking out there, I was like, man, this is like a JV baseball pitcher out there. That's how big he was. And we're bringing it. So threw a lot of balls, but to a last race too. So, but yeah, so I know we were trying to get on the mics a little bit earlier, but we're back. We're going to talk about it. It's not as fresh in our minds, but give me what your first thoughts about it. We have to get into what we did yet, but
I mean,
talk about the tournament itself.
One, I liked competing. Would I have rathered me play better? Absolutely. I went through a full warm up besides like chipping, but I mean, hit the range, I hit putts, I was sweating all the way through my shirt and should have changed it, but I just left it. I figured, you know, I'm gonna sweat all day, might as well just keep it going. Started out okay in the first round or first hole, parred it, was pleasantly pleased on that one. And then,
well, before we get, let's just talk about the VSGA. I thought they did a really good job with some little things. Like, I don't think I really knew what to expect going in there. I don't think, obviously, we weren't playing for a giant purse.
No,
this wasn't a pro event. So there's a lot of things.
I think it was $100 gift card.
Is that what it ended up being?
I don't know. It was something like that. I remember seeing something like that.
It said $60 payout. I think, for flights. Or whatever it is. Something like that. But I thought it was a good event. Like I said, I didn't know what to expect. I always heard that they're kind of informal. But that's exactly kind of what it fell into. It really felt like maybe a round with some buddies that we maybe had more than a dollar a hole.
Yeah. More. Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, we're basically giving no gimmies. And that was the only other big thing. Because I guess the only way it could have felt differently is if maybe we did not play with each other and like you were kind of paired up with some random people. I guess that could have felt like a little bit more of maybe an individual type tournament, but it really just kind of felt like a little bit more intense round with the buddies. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect. The course was wet beyond belief. I know we kind of joked the night before that maybe we would be off the cart path. And no, we were definitely not off the cart path. There was some standing water, even at times, plug, lift cleaner place, obviously in the fairway. But overall, I mean, battling the conditions and playing public golf course that probably doesn't have the funds that say your big time private ones. I didn't think the course was in bad shape.
No, not at all.
It was just wet. It was just, everything was wet. I mean,
saturated.
Yeah. I mean, luckily it wasn't like a situation where your shoes were just drenched with water or anything. Like you were stepping and kind of sinking in. I don't think I ever got into spots like that. There probably were some spots like that, but I don't think I ever got any. Cause I mean, I even know here at my course, there's a couple spots where I know to avoid because your shoe can go right under, then obviously your socks wet the rest of the day. But
yeah, it's a miserable experience.
Yeah, and I don't think I did see any of that. So that was a plus. I think it ended up having 65 golfers total.
Yeah, something like that.
It was slow. I don't think we ever felt like we were held up, but it definitely was slow. And I think maybe that was just because you do take a little bit more time on the greens. And not only just the finish, but you probably are taking...
Greens were slow, too. Greens hadn't been cut down.
Well, fairways too. I felt like there was a couple times we caught some flyers out of the fairway as well, because it just, you know, getting in between the club face and the ball. But yeah, I mean, that was just because of conditions. I don't think that's in a golf game thing. I don't think that's very typical of that golf course. I just think the conditions were, they had to play like that. You know, they're in a sloppy area. They're in kind of the low end right there by the river. So I know when I played the day before at my course, they were cutting grass. I don't know if they cut grass. And if they did, they were only cutting it in places they knew they weren't going to sink in.
Right.
So,
overall, I thought it was fun. There wasn't many track marks anywhere around there.
No, I didn't see that at all. Because we would have saw.
I mean, yeah.
I did think overall it was a lot of fun. I definitely enjoyed, I kind of enjoyed the competition. I don't know if it's something I need to do 20 of those a year, but you know, if they're local or something, and like I said, it was pretty inexpensive. It's basically what a round of golf costs.
Right.
If not a little bit cheaper, just to have some fun and be competitive. I thought maybe I was trying to look at some other events. If it got us on some courses that maybe we don't normally play that, are maybe public to the most parts. And I thought that may be something to try to do to get us on out there on some courses we can't get on by ourselves. So, but overall, I really enjoyed it. I mean, obviously good company. I do think if our friend Arthur, who was supposed to be our fourth.
I bet Arthur was a stick.
he was from Hidden Creek.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I saw that it said under his name what club he was a member. Well, I guess wherever you do your handicap. So maybe he was at one time a member there. But I do think with four people, it could have been really slow.
Yeah.
I mean, but we were pretty fortunate.
We played pretty quick as far as we weren't standing up.
Yeah, until the greens. Right. And I guess it was just, you know, obviously when you're finishing out a little bit more, it's going to take a little bit of time. And I know there were times that, you know, I don't usually check both sides of the cup. And there was sometimes I felt like I was walking around checking both sides. I mean, you try to do it, obviously, if it's your putt or if it was Kevin's putt. But, you know, there are times where you're walking around a little bit more. Just you have that intent. It's important to score really well on that day. So, I don't know. I thought it was a big success.
I had a good time.
Let's talk a little bit about how we played. Yeah, let's talk about a little bit how we played. We ended up starting on 17. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We ended on 17. Started on 18, which was that par 5. But so I don't have a lot of the numbers. I did try to keep them, but I only made it through like 5 or 6 holes.
Yeah, I didn't keep any stats.
So I don't have anything total. I do know if we took us and started us on 1, we kind of all started out pretty similar. I think on our first hole, which was 18, we did all par, kind of scrambled par. I don't think any of us hit the fairway or anything, but we kind of got down in 5. And then I think kind of how we set it, 1, 2, 3, and 4 could easily be big numbers. And I don't think we put huge numbers up, but I don't think we played it as cleanly as either of us wanted to.
Nah, I snap hooked mine in the water.
Oh yeah, I don't even remember that. That's true. On 1, you did get rid of that ball really quickly. You did not like that one.
It was 18. I was like, all right, maybe I can play today. 1 was like, hey, reality check, bro.
Oh my gosh, I honestly did not remember that. I did not remember that. But yeah, you did. It was a quick turn. That's
yeah,
for sure. Man. But yeah, so I mean, I think overall, the first 6 holes, there was a couple bad ones. Like you said, you had number 1 was rough. I scrambled around on number 2. I do know I made 2 bogeys on par 5s, or maybe 1 bogey on par 5s, and that's something that Algonquin you cannot do.
Yeah.
I definitely felt when I missed greens, I was on the short side. And with it being such thick rough, you couldn't get very cute and try to get something close to the hole. You needed to land it by the hole and probably have a 12 to 15 foot coming back for par. And I think when I bogeyed most of my holes, that's kind of what was happening. I was missing the green on the wrong side. And from there, so I didn't hit it. If I remember right, I didn't hit a lot of fairways. I quit hitting driver pretty early in the round because I felt like I kept playing like that 150 to 160 yard shot all day, which maybe that's what I should do if I only have to practice a couple yards.
Exactly.
To practice the whole tag. But yeah, so I mean, it wasn't too bad. I think I shot a 40 on the overall on the front. So 1 through 9, I shot a 40. Do you remember what you kind of had at the turn?
I think I was somewhere around I think I shot 48 or 46 46 or 48, one of them.
And you took an 8-on-4 or on one.
Yeah.
An 8-on-1. So, I mean, I think the same thing for you that's kind of been your theme is you got to eliminate those big numbers.
Yeah. And the blow up holes always get me.
I mean, if your big number is a 6, you know, twice a round opposed to an 8 and 3 sevens or 8 and 2 sevens, I mean, you're cutting 5 shots off right there. I mean, that 48 turns to 43. And then you're staying in the 80s pretty consistently. And then once you get, you know, you figure a couple of things out, you start dropping a little bit there. But the greens were slow. They definitely were slow. I thought they rolled well, but they were slow. I
mean, yeah, it was hard to judge, like just distance control and whatnot.
Being in,
you'd feel like you hammered it and come up short, yeah. And then you'd feel like you tried to finesse a shorter putt and you'd blow it by.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely were right when you called it. Most putts were straight there. You almost had to trick yourself to seeing turn, seeing stuff move, and it didn't move a lot. Especially since you were hitting it a little faster, I don't think you had to really put a lot of pressure on maybe these huge sweepy putts. And obviously, there were a couple times where we were pretty far away. We had to place a break, but anything inside really 15 feet, it wasn't moving much more than half a cup. I mean, that would be probably on the big side. But, you know, we made the turn. Started off after we made the turn, I think you said you were 47 or 48.
I might have been higher than that. I might have been a 50. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't
know. Because I didn't play the back nine that well. It was probably like 48, 49, somewhere around.
And then when we made the turn, I think the common theme, we still didn't hit a ton of fairways. I know I kept leaving stuff just off the fairway and just having looks in. I think you were pretty much the similar to me.
Par threes have just killed me. Par threes have been killing me lately.
Well, they played really long there.
But I'm saying just like even my other rounds leading up to this VSGA and since, par threes have been like my Achilles heel. Like I can play par fours and par fives pretty darn well. And then par threes, I'm just, you know, double bogeying or triple bogeying them. It's weird. It's kind of crazy right now.
Yeah, they played long. I mean, the first one I thought we played into the wind almost at 220. Somehow I flew the green. Then yours just kind of turned on you. You got yourself a little bit left of the green. And I think that we lose that one.
Yeah, we lost that one. I had a drop
which
there.
We think it was in the water, but we didn't know. So
it was in the puddle. It wasn't an actual pond. Lake or
pond. True. It looked like a pond.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a water reservoir, if you will.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we kind of, you know, got around the backside again. It was hot, but I thought it was a pretty clean day. It was probably the first dry day as far as rain.
Yeah.
In a while.
It was.
And then I know we got up on our 16th hole, and I know you were kind of in the mindset, let's get this round over with. And I actually started to, I put a little par stretch together on the back and was playing, wasn't hitting the ball like perfect. Like if you even remember on that one par five, I kind of skipped it across the water there, kind of that low burner, but you know, I kept it dry, which was just safe on my part. I had a good couple up and downs that kept me in the match. It kept me kind of interested in the round a little more than maybe you and Kevin were. And then on 16, I actually hit a really good tee ball on the par three, made birdie. And I think you turned and said, hey, dude, you're like top 10. And I was like, oh, no way. And then we kind of looked at it. And I was like, no, I was kind of right on the cusp there. Making that birdie was huge. And then I think we both, did you par 17? You bogeyed 17.
Bogeyed it.
Because you flew the green on your second shot.
Mm.
And then, and that was actually on 17, which was our last hole. I was on the fringe, and that was my only three putt of the day. I know technically it's not a three putt, but that was the only three putt I had. So when someone asked, you know, how I did in the round, I was like, you know, I guess I was probably the most impressed of my lag putting and kind of anything inside 4 to 5 feet I was making. You know,
yeah.
I don't I don't really remember missing outside of the last hole anything, even on my up and downs. I don't think my chips were getting that close to where I was still inside like a 40, 50% of the putt type thing, opposed to, you know, something inside 3 feet, which you're supposed to be 90%+. So, wasn't too bad. I know I finished, even though I bogeyed the last one, finished with a 77. Now, for some reason, they had me playing as a one handicap. So I only got a net 76 out of that. So I ended up going 40, 37 on the back. So I was pretty close to shooting par on the back, which I don't think I realized it until you said something, you know, coming
very
in on
quiet
that last little stretch.
It was a quiet par. Yeah. I mean,
because it wasn't like just, you know, a stripe show by any means, but it also wasn't a terrible scramble round.
Right.
It wasn't like I was just pulling stuff, like hooking stuff around trees. It was just, if I was missing fairways, I was just off. If I was missing greens, I gave myself an opportunity and I ended up with 2 birdies, 7 bogeys. You get no doubles. That was pretty big. I can't complain with, you know, how many doubles on the card. I'm going to make bogeys. I think if I get to a point where I'm not making bogeys, you know, I'm probably playing some little bit more competitive golf than the VSGA one of things. But I don't think I will. I mean, I think I'm going to make bogeys, and being able to eliminate that was pretty solid for my round. So 78 net 77 net 76. I ended up, now the scorecard was a little hard to, or the scoreboard was a little hard to read. I don't know.
Yeah, like the net, you finished sixth, and then.
But even then, I don't think
gross, you finished tied for fifth.
Yeah, so when I kind of went through it again, I think net I finished ninth. So I finished sixth in my flight, but there were some people that shot in the second flight under me. So when people ask me, I'm like, oh, I finished ninth, I was top 10. And then in gross, I think I actually finished like 16th or 17th overall, because when you started combining them all together, which I don't know why they didn't just have as an option to check on the Golf Genius, but
no.
But yeah, I mean, I was pretty pleased. I know you didn't finish the way you wanted to.
No, I shot a 99, but
you were at last.
In my flight, I was 8.
There you go.
I was not the worst golfer there, so that gave me some hope. And I went home with one, maybe 2 beers in my cooler still, so I didn't. I kind of played a happy medium of where I said I'm packing six, I'm packing nine, and planning for six. So I mean, you know, I was in the happy medium range of what I planned to do there. So I wasn't totally all right, this is going to turn into a fun round with the guys, and it was not a all right, I'm 100% serious. So it was good. You know, it was fine. You know, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously was going to be my question. Would you want to do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I mean,
I think getting like a couple extra guys involved too. Like, you know, a couple of people were like, oh man, you did this. I was like, yeah. I was like, you guys, it wasn't a pro tournament. Like, there were scores between 70 and 110.
It's nerve-wracking to be around so many prime athletes.
But it wasn't like something like that. I feel like people need to realize that there are, those events are pretty fun for all levels.
I talked to a dude that said the last VSGA event that he played in, he had the 3 people that were in his group. 2 of them were just like him and had been technically legally dead at one point in the last 6 months. Like, this dude went on a story saying like he had a heart attack and died for 3 minutes and
holy
was back.
Hell.
And I was like, dude. And he was like, yeah. And he was like, the last one I was with, he was like, 2 of the other dudes, like one, like had the same type thing. And another one got in a car wreck and went under cardiac arrest and was dead for like a minute and a half. And I was like, what? And me, I got up this morning and I ran and walked and lifted weights.
that's,
Guy so, probably definitely shot below me. I would 100%.
In my next foursome, I hope I don't have those type of similarities with people. I don't need to be legally dead.
They were in front of us, so maybe that's what was slowing it down. They were just enjoying the weather.
They were at our event.
Yeah, they were at the BSG event. Like the guy I talked to right beforehand, he was like four or five carts up.
Oh wow.
He had a polo on that I was going to wear, and that's how the conversation started. I was like, I almost wore that polo today. And he was like, well, I'm glad you didn't. And by the way, I died for 3 minutes a month ago. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I mean, I would, dark. If that happened to me, I guess I would tell pretty much anybody you walked
by. Yeah, I mean, if I died and then came back to life, yeah, bet. That'd be my lead story all the time.
So I don't know. So not to move on and kind of pass over our friend who,
died.
Last man, I'm sure he's doing okay.
And he's
with.
He obviously is doing pretty well. He shot better than me at the VSGA.
But not only was that our first best VSGA event, that was also our first round of the summer season. And being in the first round, we said that we would take this as our first competitive round of the week. We did kind of, I think we both played once earlier in the week, but we were saving this round to be our week one challenge head to head. I don't know what Algonquin would have played me at. Do you have any idea what Algonquin would have played you at?
Way less than a 27 over.
Way less. Yeah, but. Yeah, I guess right. It would have been more for a one.
So, I mean, even if I was playing at my true handicap, which was like a 15 at that point, I shot way over it. If you played at a five, you would have shot even par.
Yeah, so I did see that the playing conditions adjusted to plus one.
Okay, so 16, it was played, 27 minus 16.
So it was playing more challenging.
You shot one under, and I still shot 13 over my.
So I'm assuming it was playing because of the wet, the conditions it was playing.
Yeah.
Stroke harder than normal. But I don't think that course is rated very difficult. Even though it is very long, I don't think it has a high rating like, South Reading, and I think. Obviously, I hear Stoneleigh has a higher rating as well, too. I always think it plays slope and rating a little bit lower, which is surprising because it is so long, but it is pretty right in front of you. There's not much.
Yeah.
There's two par fives that are hard dog legs, but other than that, pretty much right in front of you. So I guess with week one being down, I was able to take our first point, the first lead in our 10-week competition.
I really wish I could have used my Friday round rather than the Thursday VSGA round as our week one, but
what would that have gotten you?
That was my went out with a couple buddies and I took Steven out again to get him another round. He's kind of fallen in love with golf. I took our buddy Schwartz out again. And one of the college buddies of Steven came as well. And we played Pleasant Valley, kind of the sister course of my home course, if you will. And I shot a horrible on the front and shot a 48. And then Eureka, I found it, except for, once again, par threes. I double bogeyed and bogeyed the par threes in the back nine. And then shot a 38 on the back nine to score an 86. But with my handicap being a 15, I shot net 71.
Yeah, that back nine was one of your, by far one of your better nines that you've had.
And what's sad is I walked off of that thinking also, like, I was like, tell you the truth. I was like, that back nine, considering I lipped two putts and left, and like you take away the par threes as far as like me just absolutely playing horrible on them, I'm like, damn, I'm like, that could have been an even back nine or maybe a minus, under back nine on that. And I mean, if we're looking at stats, one of the best stats I've had probably in since we've started this whole plan of fairway fit. I had 64% fairways in red.
Yeah. You need to figure greens out because we're the stat you need to be on.
Well, I was 44%.
That is extremely high for you.
I was 67% on the back.
Yeah, that is extremely high.
67% greens and reg on the back. That's ridiculous. So six of nine. Yep.
And on those three, you shot were bogey.
The two par threes. Yeah, I birdied. I had an eagle putt on 10 on the par five, and I missed on the low side and tapped it in. The two par threes I missed, and then one on 16 I was short. 16 I was short of the green.
Yes.
16 was that short par four that challenges you to drive it, but I was smart. I hit a hybrid and then I tried to flip a wedge in there
Pleasant Valley more than South Friday. You seem to play that course on the stronger side most of the time.
I do.
So, I actually just peeked at Grant. Shout out to Grant that helps us keep all our scores in check. And that's where we're pulling a lot of these stats. If I would have played Algonquian tomorrow, it would have had me at a four. So that would have, yes, your 86 would have been able to squeak out by two shots. You would have been able to beat me by two shots. But unfortunately, that's the way golf goes.
Exactly. We
had to show up on that day.
We said this is going to be the first round.
Yeah. And that was a week before anyway. So wouldn't even that's it. But yeah, so that was week one. Was able to get our point. I did not have a hole in one. Either did you. I did not go sub any of our scores. So just a solid point. So I took a 1-0 lead. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and talk about week two. Since we just finished our rounds. I think I finished mine yesterday. Yours was 2 to 3 days ago. In week two, you played
South Variety.
I remember you texting me you were worried about playing tees up one than you're normally playing, which not really a big deal because it's all about differential with us anyway. So how'd you do? Let us know. Fill us in.
Didn't do great.
You probably have those stats though, right?
I do have those stats.
Okay. Let's give us your front nine.
Once again, front nine, shot a 44, was 4-7 dry fairways, was 22% greens. And the biggest thing was I had four penalties
off the tee.
It was approach shots that I was pushing out of bounds. And the thing was like, I was right outside white stakes and like having to bring it back in and like, or like I would, you know, hit a cart path and it skipped into the deep, deep rough where I had to, you know, I had no shot. I'm pulling it out. So it was frustrating on that aspect. And then it didn't really get much better on the back.
Well, when we give me, so you were playing, I was playing Stoneleigh, home course, and I decided to go out and walk on a day that was registering.
God bless you.
Over 100 degrees. I did not have the intent to walk driving over there. And then I was like, you know what? We talk about how we like to challenge ourselves. When I got out of the car, I was like, you know, it's hot. Don't get me wrong. It's hot. But I was like, it's doable. I can make this work. And it really wasn't too bad. About 9 water bottles in, I was like, man, maybe it was a little bit more than I wanted because I kept filling up.
9 water bottles and 0 pees.
No, kind of couple. Every time I hit the bathroom, every time.
Okay. All right.
So I thought I was getting ahead of the game with that. So I tried to have a little bit of a routine every couple holes because I knew when the water jug stations were coming. But I played pretty solid. I shot a 39. I found myself in some weird spots. Like on one, I was in a complete, I was just left off the fairway in a huge like rut and I just tried to punch something and it went dead right, like 70 yards. But I was able to, I landed in some ground under repair, which was pretty nice. So I got to move that gun a lot. But I was just able to, like, you know, I made, I wouldn't say that was a bad swing. I wouldn't even say that the drive was a bad drive. I just had a bad break, but I had a bad swing on each side. So my bad swing on eight, I topped the ball, which is
how far?
It was past the red tees, but it wasn't like, I mean, you know, eight, like the water's down there. So it's not like I could have just, you know, hit three wood as far as I could. I had to lay up again. And I actually made like a 30-foot putt because I missed the green. I made like a 30-foot putt to save the save double on that hole. So I ended up having a bogey and a double on the front. So no, that's not true. I think I had a double. I thought it was on eight. I was able to save that on there. So maybe that was the bogey and ended up bogeying nine as well too. But anyway, I had 16 putts. I was 3 for 7 fairways and I hit 56% of my green. So, you know, I was okay with it. Like I said, it was kind of like the round we had at Algonquin. I didn't hit it bad. I just didn't hit it great either. And I was able to lag putt pretty well. I mean, I'll take 16 putts. My goal is to try to be like 16 or under because that puts me around the 30 mark overall. So I wasn't too upset. Made the turn and we'll go ahead and do your back since you did yours first.
My back was 5 for 7. I was 64% on driving. I was 33% on green and rag. Only had two penalties on the back, but the biggest thing is something that has been great for me lately. Let me down, putting.
Really?
Like I lipped more putts, and like the fact that like the greens at South Riding are actually rolling pretty well right now. Like it was like a lip and wouldn't just like kind of like lip stop out and stop. It would like catch a ridge and roll out to the point where like it was no longer just a tap in. It was, all right, I'm marking it. I'm making sure that like I'm putting it back on line and I'm not just, you know, back foot putting like I, you know, my favorite thing to do now. I had 40 putts. I had 40 putts on the day. That's like super high for me lately. I had 7 3 putts.
Wow.
Where like, I mean, I, when you. I, when I was hitting greens, like, yes, I wasn't super close because once again, I'm trying to get into that mindset of aiming center green rather than at pins. And therefore, like, I know that my first putt's going to be longer, but like, I actually consider myself a pretty good long putter. Like I can usually lag it up. I can usually lag it up to the point where like it's a makeable second putt if I'm not, you know, right next to it. And just let me down. Like literally even the guys I was playing with, they were just like, dude, they're like, how many lips do you have today? And I was like, I'm pretty sure that was number 7. Like we're like, I'm lipping out and then it's sending it. And then I'm missing it coming back. And they're just like, oh my God, you guys, you can't win today. And I was just like, I know I'm not going to win. Like, of course, yeah. And they're at that aspect of like, you know, oh, that's a gimme. I'm like, no, I got to finish it out. Like, you know, it's for something.
For
they're like, Brad's not here. Brad's not here. And I was like, no, I got to do it. But like, tell you the truth, once again, I was another 64% fairways and reg. Now I dropped down to 28% greens and reg and had a total of 6 penalties. So, I mean, that's just, it's just killing me when I have those things. Once again, I had 2 on that on number 3 for some reason. Like that number 3 has become like my freaking pessimistic hole on that course, which is usually just an easy par 5. You put it right down the middle, you can go over and then 3 putt for a par if you want to.
Right.
But I sent that one where basically I blocked it. It was the one drive.
Loudoun County Parkway.
It was the one drive where I blocked it onto Loudoun County Parkway.
Hopefully. We've all done that. I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I drove the cart up there and looked for it. I thought it might have been right outside.
Did you go to the median? Did you go to the median?
I did not. I have hit a ball out of the median, but they actually installed white stakes up there now. They used to be red. Now they're white.
Really?
They used to be red for years and years and years. And then this is the first time that I've seen white stakes up there where I'm like,
I
guess.
I wonder how they can consider that a hazard. Usually roads are like boundary roads, but maybe they'll let you play on the other side. That's it.
Because, I mean, you can hit a wedge over those trees and back onto the fairway if you're up on there.
But, right, but a lot of times roads are considered your boundary
roads.
Markers.
Roads.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that putting's rare to you. That is something that usually keeps you around.
Yeah, it killed me.
And that definitely hurts a little bit. Now, South Florida can get tricky though. I mean, they can roll them and get them pretty tight.
And I had a zero putt. That's the thing, is I had a 40 putts and I chipped in on four.
So you had 17 holes. You averaged
exactly
almost three putts around a putts a hole. So ouch. So, all right. Well, I moved to my back. My back was about the same. Another bad swing that cost me a couple shots. But other than that, I ended up with a 39. I did have 17 putts. I hit one more green, so that probably added my putting numbers up. I was 17 putts, 4 from 7 for the fairway, 78% of greens in regulation. So, I hit the greens. I hit the greens that you were missing. So, ended up with a 78 overall, 33 putts, 50% fairway, 60% greens. And those are pretty much the numbers I'm looking for to keep my handicap as low as I possibly can get. Believe it or not, though, once again, my handicap rose again today. After two of my last three rounds in the 70s, my handicap has gone up almost the whole point. And I am in the fives now, 5.0. Before that, you know, obviously this had me playing at a 7, so I was a 78, 71.
Still 10.5 strokes better than me, considering if I'm trying to get to a single digit, you're still a single digit handicap better than me right now.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You're showing signs.
I think I've figured out the driver. Like, I am probably more confident with the tee ball than I ever have been. And like, legitimately, I know the fact that really everything, all of my misses off the tee were tempo related. And it's only when I get fast with either my hands or my hips that basically throws me off. And like, I've just been able to kind of dial it in on the tee and have some decent shots. The only thing that like legitimately that I can't figure out is why I'm either like overdrawing it, blocking, or leaving balls short on par threes. Par threes are killing me lately. It's weird. I mean, obviously this week is kind of a wash. I'm not going to be able to get to the range during the week. I'm running wrestling camp. I'm getting up at 4:15, going and working out, running, walking, then going straight to camp, running camp 8 to 4:30, then picking up the kids and having family time. So like, I really have no time for golf this week. Might, you know, maybe have a sneak out session on Saturday or Sunday if I got time, to just get to the range and hit balls. But, really, like, there's been nothing. I mean, this is going to blow your mind. Yesterday I fell asleep at 9:40.
That's like 3 hours early for you.
Yeah, that's 3 to 4 hours.
I was already asleep. Was I already asleep by then? I don't think I was asleep by then. I was pretty close. Even on the summers, but believe it or not, the kids have been putting themselves to bed. They've been so tired.
Dude, from everything. Our kids do not go to bed.
Yeah. So it's still kind of rough here. The wife's still struggling to get through her little stuff going on. So, we're figuring it out. On the other hand, I'm going to play. I'm going to play tomorrow. I'll probably play Friday. Saturday, we're going to Nats Park to see the
nice
Savannah Bananas. So
Savannah Bananas.
And then Sunday, Tyler is my little guy is going to try to play in his first golf tournament himself.
Let's go.
I'm going to try to confirm that up tomorrow to get that locked in. And then,
you gonna
you know,
be the
we're
dad?
Back at it.
Are you going to be the dad that's like walking with a cooler behind him?
But I'm going to carry my own six pack as I'm walking with them, like the vibes guy. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what we're going to do. I want to make sure I get into it.
Boom box on your shoulder. That'd be solid.
And then obviously we'll start up again with week three of the summer season next week. Hopefully I continue my streak.
Yeah, you got a streak
of the summer season. All right.
Is it a streak? Is it a streak? Because it's only two now.
I have to get my streak started.
Okay. All right.
I have to get my streak started.
You've just gone back-to-back weeks.
I've gone back-to-back. One more is a streak. So, and then we'll go from there. And then hopefully we are going to get that tournament we talked about, which we'll have more on our next episode or even the one after, depending on when we get back on the bikes.
The red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Try to figure it out. Got a couple 4th of July things working in the mix too, trying to help hopefully get out on the golf course a lot. Maybe we need to get our major number three set. Needs to get locked in pretty soon here as well too, especially for you headed out of town for about a month. And then we'll go from there. So I know the fitness stuff. I'm trying to increase the mobility and stability and kind of back off a little bit on the strength training just for the mere fact I don't have that amount of stuff here like I do. So I can't go as heavy to keep the body weight stuff a little bit lighter here. And honestly, after listening to the doctor today, it might be the best thing for me until I can get rid of this stiff hip that's just bothering me a little bit. So but other than that, man. Hopefully you get yourself back out on the golf course, get yourself on the range. I know you like to sweat, so you can get out there right now. It's pretty hot.
Oh yeah.
We'll be ready to go for next week. So got anything else?
No, I got basically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I am free and clear. So I'm going to,
it definitely feels like we're more busy now, even though we're off work.
Maybe you know what I need? I need a trip to Sterling Park. If the par threes are giving me challenges,
let's hold off on that one because I have an idea that maybe we could talk about in a minute.
So, okay.
But otherwise, make sure to check us out on our social media accounts. Like, follow, subscribe. Check us out on YouTube. You can follow us along in our video here. Otherwise, check us out. We're going to have a lot of things going on this summer. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear. We're not scared of any challenges. We'll get up there and do it. But until then, check out the night screen at 9.